circle with the head and leg. So again, it's lesson number 30. On the side, circles with the head and the leg. And today is January 18th, 2017, our first lesson of the year, the new year. So go ahead and begin on your back. Take a moment to observe how you're lying. Hi there. How you're lying on the floor today. Your legs long, your arms long. Bringing your awareness back to yourself. As I said, it's been a while. So we're just going to kind of ease back into things. So since those four points that we've been paying attention to, two points are behind your shoulder blades right in the center, and then you got two points behind each buttocks. And then what we've been doing with those four points is drawing lines to connect those four points or those four dots, which creates a rectangle for your trunk. And once you draw the lines and have the points there, you're observing how, in a way, square or how true of a rectangle, shall we say, is your rectangle today. Or does one side feel a little longer or shorter? One shoulder might feel a little higher than the other, right? So the point of having the dots there and drawing the rectangle is for you to get a clearer sense and a clearer image of yourself lying on the floor today. And then slowly, very slowly and gently, you're going to roll your head a little bit to the right and left. And you're going to go slow enough to sense and observe how it feels to roll your head today. And if there's any tension, any restriction. And then the next thing that I'd like you to notice, so really go slow, slower than you are, is when you roll your head, does it feel like you're just rolling your head? Or do you have any sense of a connection into what we call your thoracic spine? So below the neck area into your upper back, can you get a sense that there's some movement, a little tiny movement going on in that part of your spine? Or does it feel like, nope, my head just feels like a rolling ball and it's not connected. It's just everything's happening up in the neck. And this is a really important question to ask yourself, and we'll come back to it at the end of the lesson. But we really want your head to be more connected to yourself. Okay, and then bring it back to the center. Okay, and then from here, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and very gently, let's just do a few movements of what I call rolling or tilting your pelvis to arch your lower back and then flatten, right? Just very, that's it, Donna, but slower. Since you haven't been here for a while, make everything super slow. Right, and just feel what that's like. Feel flattening and then the arching. And then notice how you're breathing. That's it. Okay. So from here, you're going to bring the soles of your feet together and let your knees drop open. Now this tends to pull on the lower back a little bit and make it arch. So try to kind of, I'm going to say in a way, resist that. See if you can keep your lower back flat. And from here, you're going to just lift the feet a little bit. It's going to feel like a lot of weight. Can you lift them and lower them? Yeah. Oh, right? So this is about your core. So we're just bringing this back in. This lessens a lot with your core, believe it or not. So if the legs feel really heavy and if it feels like, oh, there's no way I can keep my back flat, like my lower back really wants to arch, those are signals for you to understand that you've lost some of your core. So if you think before you lift the legs of keeping the lower back flat, but also you engage the core, so the muscles down in the tummy tighten first. That's it. Okay, let it go and rest. We'll come back to it at the end. It'll be so much easier. So lengthen your legs and rest. So from here, you're going to roll onto your right side. So once you're on your right side, you can put your right arm underneath your head. Try to lengthen your arm, though. So don't fold your arm. Find a way to have it more long. It can either be in front of you. Yeah, that's better. Put your head on top of that arm. Your knees are bent up in a fetal position. That's it. And now you're going to take the left arm, and we've done this before. Your left arm is going to wrap over the top of your head. So if you look at me, here's your left arm over to get a hold of the right ear. Right? So it's not in front. It's not behind the neck. Just think of the inside of your left arm goes along your temple. And then you fold over so that your left hand is holding the right ear. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay. So very, very gently, using this left arm, okay, we're going to just start to lift your head a little bit and lower it back down. Very small. And as you do this, I would like you to, again, ask the question to yourself, where are you lifting? Right? Do you feel this all in your neck, or is there something happening in your trunk, right? The rectangle. So now that I've had you ask the question, where you should be lifting your head from is from your trunk. So the ribs on the left side should be scrunching down towards your pelvis. The side that you're lying on, the right side, those ribs should press into the floor. So with your left arm wrapped around your head this way, you should feel virtually no bend in your neck at all. You bend here. The distance between the inside of this arm and your ear don't change. So you really have to pay attention. Don't pull on the head. Do the movement from here, from the ribs. Really challenge yourself not to pull on the head. I mean, I know you guys can all do this. Oh my God, it's so miserable. You'll hurt your neck. Your neck isn't meant to do that. Right? So another way of thinking of it is that your head and your left arm float up because the ribs scrunch down. Excellent, Marlene. Right, Marlene's doing a really good job because there's no movement in her neck. Right? But everybody wants to move their neck. That's it. That's it, Lynn. Good. Okay, let's let that go. Roll onto your back and rest. sense what that did to your rectangle. Okay, so let's roll onto your left side. You're going to use your left arm long to rest your head on. You're going to bend your knees, and now you're going to wrap your right arm around your head in the same way, holding your left ear. And again, think about floating much better, Nancy. Floating the head up because the ribs scrunch. Yeah, so make sure your knees are bent up to stabilize you. There you go. Right, right. So it's really uncomfortable?
Yeah. So,
Try going all the way over. Let's see if we can. Are you even in bed? Are you not?
That's better.
Yeah, there you go.
But I can't.
You don't have to bend it. If you want to have it, kind of, yeah. There. And now wrap the other arm around. Nope. You wrap the upper arm around there. But this arm is straight. Yeah. There you go. Okay. And now that's it. And think of your ribs. Excellent. Yeah. So chest real there. Excellent, you guys. Okay, rest on your back. Check into your rectangle. And now we're going to slowly and gently come back to rolling your head. So again, please, 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 please roll so slow. And whatever you think slow is, go slower. And see what you're looking for is, again, this connection. That when you're turning your head, there's something starting to happen down in that upper back area with your spine, right? It's turning a little bit. And maybe not yet. Maybe you still have the feeling that your head's like a bowling ball. And it just is all doing the movement by itself. But just ask the question. Okay, good. Come back to the center. Let's roll once again onto your right side. So we're going to go back and forth like this. So you always come to the same position. That means the right arm is long up underneath your head. You're going to wrap the left arm around your head. Now, before you do anything, let's just listen to the instructions. You're going to think of the top of your head and also your left elbow, right? And once you lift your head, you're going to start to make a circle. So in a way, you're holding your head up, right? So you lift from the ribs, scrunch, and then you start to draw a circle, right? Think of the top of the head and your elbow making a circle where the mirrors are, right? Not on the ceiling, because the top of your head is facing the mirrors, right? So you go a little forward, go a little up, which scrunches the ribs more. You go a little back, and then you do a little bit down. Now, once you get the idea of this, again, feel the relationship in your ribs and this upper back, right? It's not your neck moving, right? There should be no movement in your neck at all. Because you've wrapped your arm around your head, it's completely stable. So it's like even the ribs are making like a circle. Good. Let's pause for a second, and then you're going to reverse the direction. So think for a moment about which way you started. And then you're going to make the circle the counterclockwise way. And again, focus on the ribs. So once you get it going, you go, okay, my ribs, right? So when the head lowers, for example, the ribs fan apart, right? And then they scrunch again. Right? So really pay attention to the ribs. Yeah. So let's go a little slower. Let's try to keep those legs stacked and then lift. Yeah, scrunch. Lift, scrunch. Make sure you're breathing. Excellent. Okay. Pause and roll onto your back to rest. Okay, so from here you're going to roll on your left side. You're going to do the same thing, so you know the position to get yourself in. Take your time. Really take your time to wrap the right arm around your head. Remember, over the top. So Donna, go over the top, not behind. Right? So your arm's right now like this. That's very different than over the top. There you go. It's got to be over the top. So when it's over the top, then it eliminates the neck bending. Now you can lift it. There you go. And then you start to make your circle. Right? And you feel the circle and the ribs. Right? They scrunch and then they open, just like an accordion. And then you look for a moment where you want to pause to reverse the direction. You're still breathing. Excellent. And then let it go and come onto your back and rest. And then while you're on your back, let's have you once again slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left. Is something getting more connected down in the upper back? Right? So, what starts to occur is not that your head rolls further. That's not what we're looking for. What you feel is the quality's different, right? It's smoother and more soft and subtle because it's connected to the lower part of your thoracic spine, right? Now bring your head back to the center for a moment, and we're going to roll it again, but keep it in the center. So this time, when you go to roll your head, you're only going to roll your head, you're going to only go like a third of what you've been doing. So maybe if you want to open your eyes, and I'll kind of show each row here. So there's some kind of crazy illusion out there that people think that to turn your head, you're supposed to be able to do this. Okay, you're not an owl. So every time you try to look this far like that, you're going to hurt yourself. It's not designed to do that. Okay? If you're going to look that far, guess what? Everything has to turn. The range is right here. It's like a cone. This is your range right here. This. That's the range. Not this. Okay? I don't know where people get that, but that's not the range. So from this point forward, we're going to really work on this range and being in the right range. So I would like you now to roll your head just in that range. Beautiful, Nance. And just feel how smooth that is. That's it. If you go beyond that, that's when the rest of your spine has to kick in to turn yourself. That's the range. Perfect. Okay, excellent. Let's go back onto your right side now. So once you're on your right side, you're going to wrap that left arm over your head again. And with your left leg now, you get to make your left leg straight and long. So your heel is lined up with your butt, right? That's it. And just have your foot like a standing foot in neutral. Don't point the toes. Don't flex. Don't, you know, just neutral. Okay? So now when you're going to lift your head and from the ribs, you're also going to lift the left leg, right? So think of your left elbow and your left foot coming up to the ceiling as if they might meet, and then slowly going down. And you really want to try to keep this left leg lined up. So you're going to notice it's going to want to swing a little forward, a little bit back, right? So it's your job to keep it completely lined up straight. And the same with your head and your face. If you find your nose wants to pull forward, right? So it's not how high you lift. It's about keeping everything lined up on the same plane, right? And you're really scrunching the ribs on the left side, and you're really feeling the right side of the ribs press into the floor. And you also feel how the left side of the pelvis scrunches up, right? It rides up towards the ribs, so your waist gets very short. Excellent. Nice, Nance. Let's just see if you can go a little bit higher with your leg. Well, let's do this. Pause with your head. So just let your head rest. And if you want to bring the left arm in front of you, just to pause with that arm. But keep the left leg long. And now let's just do the left leg by itself. Okay? Gentle. So let's first try to think of the knee straight. That's it. And then this is going to be really useful for you. Think of the pelvis, and that you move from your pelvis, not where they did the hip replacement. This is your pelvis, not here. Think here. And then this goes to, yes. And now scrunch the ribs. Part of the reason that it's so sore here is that your pelvis isn't going again. This would be a great thing for you to do at home. Do you feel the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to help this. Okay, that's it. So maybe take your left hand. So feel how you're going a little bit backwards. Yeah, see? You're turning like this. So look, now you're not forward anymore. This side of your pelvis is not lined up. Okay, so now, okay, so what I'd like you to do, pause for a minute. Everybody put your left hand on the top crest of your pelvis. Let's see if you know where your pelvis is. So when I say the top crest, it's the top part of the bone. So, nope, Marlene, that's what I figure. A lot of you don't know. Bend.
Mm-hmm.
Way up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's where your waist is. Okay, does everybody know where their waist is, right? Here. This is the top crest. It's called the iliac crest. This is your giant trochanter, and many of you are moving from there, not here. Okay? So in this movement, when the leg lifts, the pelvis, I want you to feel with your hand, rides up closer to the ribs. Very, very different than moving in the leg here. OK? Okay, this will wear out when you do this. So this is important since I'm thinking of Michael at home, right? Because after having a hip replacement, he'll want to do this, and it needs to be the pelvis. So on the other side, you feel that side of your pelvis press into the floor. Clear? Right? Now, is that better, right? It's better. The leg gets lighter, doesn't it? When you use the pelvis, it's much easier on the leg. Right? Much better, Lynn. Now do you notice how you can keep the leg in the center? Okay? So now you can wrap your arm around again. And we're going to combine them again. Right? So you're going to lift the leg and the arm. Or the rib. So you're using the ribs and the pelvis. Right? So think the leg and the arm and the head are floating up. And they float down. Much better, Marlene. That's it. That's it, Corinne. Excellent, you guys. Okay, let's rest on your backs now. Now, often what happens, that's kind of a pleasant surprise, right? You've been doing what you think, all this scrunching, but notice how now, how that side can feel longer. Right? Because what's the opposite of the scrunching? Lengthening. Right? So whatever we do the opposite as well. So you end up with some length. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the left side, right? Roll onto your left side, left arm underneath you. You're going to bring the right leg long. You're going to wrap the right arm around you. Okay, so think about, maybe let's just do the leg first, you know, so that you move from your pelvis. Just straight up and straight down. Really be cognizant of any rolling forward or back. That's it. Can you breathe? Mm-hmm. Oh, breathe. And now, when you feel ready, right, you can add the lifting of your head. Right? So everything scrunches. That's it, Nancy. And you can even exaggerate, like for example, when your right leg lowers down and the foot comes down, really let it pull the pelvis away from your ribs. Right? Exaggerate what we're doing. That's it, Donna. Nice. That's it, Marlene. Exaggerate when that foot goes down. It's like, that's it, Corinne. Beautiful, Nancy. So Bonnie, be really conscious of folding forward. Do you feel that? Okay. So do less. That's it. Think of your ribs. And then you don't want to roll back either. Okay. Let's pause for a moment on your side. You're going to rest your head. Stay on your side. You can bring that right arm in front of you. Keep your right leg long. So now what we're going to do with your leg is we're going to make circles, just like you did with your head. So you're going to lift up the leg, and then you're going to come a little bit forward and a little bit back. But again, go slow. What I would like you to feel is it's all from the pelvis, right? It's not this. That's your leg. Okay, you all know how to move your leg. So you scrunch, and if you go forward, right, the pelvis tips this way, right? And then the pelvis tips the other way. Right, you know how to do this when you're on your back. We started with this. This is like when you tilted your pelvis. And you get on your side and lift your leg and you think you don't know how to do that anymore, right? You do. So lift the leg, and then as the leg comes forward, let the pelvis go back. There, like that. Then as the leg goes back, let the pelvis come forward. That's it. Beautiful. Isn't that wild? So that's it, Bonnie. So even exaggerate the pelvis. That's it, Marlene. And then when the leg comes back, take the belly forward. That's it, Corinne. There you go. You got that part. And then when the leg comes back, that's the hard piece for you guys. When your leg comes back, let the pelvis come forward. So what that's like in walking is when you go to take a step on the opposite leg, right, the pelvis comes back so the leg can come back. Right, but the problem is, for most of us, is the pelvis is dropped here and you're doing this with your legs. That's not walking. That's shuffling. Right, walking is the pelvis, you see that, has to do that. The back has to do that. So you're doing this on your side. Okay, change the direction. You're getting it. I know, believe me, I know. I'm bony there too. Bonier than bony. That's it. Beautiful, you guys. What, do you want a block or a blanket? You could have just said, I wasn't sure if maybe you had to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, she's getting up. Okay, can we try a little bit more? Are we tired? Okay, rest on your backs. Honesty's good. Tired, okay. Okay, let's come back onto that same side, the left side. Left leg, our right leg long, excuse me. Wrap the right arm around your head. So you're gonna now, you're gonna lift both. Okay, and this gets a little complicated. So lift both. And now the way that it goes is if the leg comes forward, the head's gonna wanna go back and the arm, right? And then take the leg back, that's it. Back, that's it, Lynn. You're gonna figure out how to make a circle. But just think, to counteract, if the leg is in front of you, the head's gonna wanna go back, and then when the leg goes back, the head comes forward. I know, right? And then when you get seriously confused, you just pause, and then you start again, right? Because you kinda get out of, and then try it the other direction. You know, try by lifting and then taking your leg back first. Really take your leg back. Some of you don't know what that means to take it back. You still are at neutral. That's it, Marlene. Even more. Even more. See how much your chest comes forward then? Now you know what it means to take the leg back. Not neutral. There you go. And then get that leg back there. Excellent. Even more. That's it. Okay. Let's roll onto your backs and rest. I thought we would, because of having such a long break, do a lesson that kind of really woke everything up. And we hadn't done something in the upper back in a long time, right? So I thought, okay, we need to get things waking up there. Okay, so now we're going to roll over onto the right side. And let's just let the left arm be in front of you. Let's make the left leg long. And let's just play with this, lifting the left leg and bringing it in front and back, feeling the motion through the pelvis, right? You're so funny, Corinne. Wrong leg. It's always the upper leg, right? Straight. Yep, that's okay. Your brain went somewhere else. Okay, so remember, you're not moving the leg to move the leg. You move it from the pelvis. So that, take your pelvis back. And then really forward. Right? And then really come back. And really forward. Oh, boy, do you guys need this. Got to do a walking lesson. Okay, now you can start to make a circle. Some of you are already doing that. And this is the one time I'm going to let you exaggerate the movement of the pelvis, right? Not the leg. This is going to help you so much. You came to the perfect class back. So right here, leg is back. That's it. Let that pelvis come forward. Yes. And it's going to, and then let the pelvis come forward here. Oh, that's back and that's forward. There you go. Right. So what happens? Hip surgery, back surgery, sometimes even arm surgery. This pelvis gets locked up, right? Okay, now can you add the arm in? So can you wrap your arm around your head, right? So remember, when the leg goes back, the head and arm go in front. And then when the leg comes forward, right, the head and elbow go behind. Like it just kind of starts to happen. Otherwise, you would fall over. Beautiful, Lynn. So when the leg, even more, Nance, when your leg comes behind you, your butt muscles scrunch, right? You're extending, right? This is why, including myself, we all have such flat butts in the United States, because we're not using our glutes. You're not pushing off with the leg behind you. Everybody is using their hip flexors just to bend their knees and lift the legs in front of them. But your leg comes behind you. Did you change directions?
Yeah, just now.
Let's try changing direction so you feel super confused. Confusion's a good thing, by the way. That's it, Nance. Kick that leg behind you, but that's it. Don't you dare bend that knee. Move that pelvis more. More, more, more. That's better. Okay, let's go ahead and rest on your backs. So feel and sense your rectangle. And then we're going to go back to very, very slowly rolling your head in the new range. Because what you're looking for is not to crank on your neck, but you're looking for the connection through the throat down into the upper back. Can you feel that now? Is there a little bit of a glimpse there, like, oh my goodness, I can feel that spine turning. It's not just all way high in my neck. Right, and even you start to feel something happen in the ribs. Much better. Isn't that nice? It's like the nice, happy place. Beautiful. Okay, bring it back to the center and pause for a moment. Okay, so from here, you're going to go back to bending your knees as we did in the beginning. And then so gently, right? Again, staying in this quality of slow and gentle, like you just did with your head. You're going to tilt your pelvis, right? Oh, sorry, keep your feet standing to start with, not open the knees yet. Feet standing, tilt the pelvis forward and back, feeling the connection all the way up to your head, right? And just feel how much easier it is to tilt the pelvis, right? You just did this on your sides, right? And just notice that connection all the way up to your neck and head, right? Just so much clearer. Beautiful. Now you can bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees open. Think about the back going to flatten, right? So the lower back's going to flatten as you lift the legs. Oh my goodness, is that easier, right? And then when you lower the legs, your lower back might arch a little bit, right? So you're utilizing that movement of the pelvis so much better. And then your core is engaged. So you feel how much more your core can be engaged now. Excellent. Okay, let that go. Lengthen your legs and rest. And sense how you feel resting there now. How your rectangle feels. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so I'm going to have you come up to standing and just take this a little bit into standing and walking for a moment. So at your own pace, you can come up to standing. And then once you're standing, you can choose whichever leg that you want to do, we'll say a pretend step. So I'm going to do this with my right leg. So I'm just going to take my right leg and move it forward, right? It's a pretend step. So you're staggered. Okay, so what I want you to feel is from here, from walking, you have to shift your weight forward onto that leg and foot. Knee is locked. There are no bent knees. Your head is over that hip, right? And the other leg, right, the pelvis, this side of the pelvis is tipped. So that the other leg is behind you long, just like when you made the circles. Now you're going to bend that knee. You're going to bring that leg through to take a step. And the first moment you step, you're still feeling your weight behind on the other leg, right? But then you have to shift it. And that shifting is the pelvis here starts to tip because you want to extend the leg behind you. That's your push off. It's what's going to push you. This is walking, running, hiking. So this side. So these two pelvic bones move independently. Your tailbone and sacrum's in between. So on the leg that you're standing on, that side of your pelvis is in neutral. The other side, it's hiked back. Now, as you bend the knee and you bring the leg forward, it goes to neutral. When you go to take the step, it starts to tuck under, just like when you made the circles. Then you take the step, and then as soon as you bring weight onto it, it comes to neutral. The other leg, it's hiking back. Are we getting a little bit of it? Right? I mean, this is so important. First of all, the first thing in people's brain is they think that their pelvis is one big bone. And if you've been there, don't think you're retarded. Okay? It's just how, I mean, nobody's taught you. But it's so important to understand that these bones are moving like this, independent of each other. But the guy that does this, do you see he's not doing anything with his pelvis? It's all the hip flexors. This is not walking. That is not walking. That's just lifting the legs. And slowly you, like a snail, move forward a little bit. Am I making some sense? Okay, is everybody feeling it? So if you go slow, so when you bend the knee, that's the side of the pelvis that starts to tuck. You bring that foot forward. And you're still behind you, right? But then as you shift the weight, the leg that's behind you, that high knee starts to kick up. You come onto those toes. So the other side's in neutral. This side's up. But now this side's going to drop down to bend the knee. It's going to take a step. And then as you bring the weight forward, it comes to neutral and the other side of the pelvis hikes up. Pretty cool, huh? It's pretty sophisticated what walking is. Now, if you're doing this up here, you notice the legs just fall into place. Then you're not overusing the hip flexors. You should be using your glutes, your back muscles, right? Those muscles. You should not be using the hip flexors, this. You guys getting a little bit of it? I think we'll do some of this each time, walking at the end a little bit. It's a lot. I know, I just threw a lot at you, but I just wanted to take what we did on the sides, right? So if you think about it, in a standing position, what you did on the side is this, right? 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 That's what you did. Right? And your arm, right? So it's forward, scrunching, making these ribs move. How are we doing? Good? Too much? It's a lot. So we'll play with it each week, I think, a little bit. Because I think what really happens, and especially with these winter sports, especially with skiing and stuff like that, is the back gets tired and tight, and so we go back to this. Right? So just be aware of that with yourself. Okay.